Well, how you doing, fellas? Now, this video may upset some people, but as usual, I'm going to say what I think, and it's only what I think. You know, even I can be wrong. Now, we all know the film The Terminator, the first one, which basically put Arnold Schwarzenegger on the map. Oh, I know about Conan the Barbarian, but that wasn't everybody's cup of tea. And I do like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He kind of puts something different into the films, doesn't he? And he's made some damn good films. Of course, he's made quite a few lemons as well. But I've seen him do some seminars about how to be successful. And he talks about hard work and everything. But as if it's he who made it happen all along. And that's not true, is it? Because there's been loads of bodybuilders that work just as hard as Arnold Schwarzenegger. And are committed, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But they mostly just live a normal life. Because success, really, is 85% luck. Or being at the right place at the right time. Just sort of chance. And of course, the Terminator film, when it came out, could have been a flop. It certainly wasn't successful because of Arnold Schwarzenegger's acting ability, was it? He was there because he was big, muscular. And all he had to do was talk like a goddamn robot. The perfect role for him. But Arnold Schwarzenegger's become very vocal of late, telling people almost what to do. He's telling everybody now that heaven doesn't exist. But I believe it's up to the person themselves whether they want to believe heaven exists or hell exists. If believing that heaven exists makes you feel better, then why not? But I haven't thought of Arnold Schwarzenegger in the same way since he made a video to his fans to watch the film Terminator Dark Fate. And he told a bunch of lies, as far as I'm concerned, so his fans would watch it. And don't tell me he didn't know it was woke as hell. Just showed me what he thought of his fans. It was more about money. I mean, let's face it, he's become reasonably successful, hasn't he? Even though he can't really act. But he's certainly starting to get the Hollywood arrogance, isn't he? Telling people what to do and what to think. Remember, he told people to get the jab and to hell with your freedom. Yeah, people forget things like that. I don't. Now, of course, there's Sylvester Stallone, too. Another sort of action hero, right? But he can actually act. And there's a guy that really has worked for his success. I haven't seen a video of him telling other people what to do or everybody what to do yet. Maybe there is one, I don't know. And of course, they're continuously pushing The Rock. I don't know, when I see him's going to be in a movie, I know it's going to be a B-movie. I'm sorry, but I don't think the guy has any charisma at all, and he can't act his way out of a brown paper bag. He plays exactly the same character near enough in every movie. He's just big, and he's there. Of course, then there's Chris Hemsworth, or Worth whatever. But I think this guy has a little bit more about him. Although he did play that role in Ghostbusters 2016. Jesus, he must have nightmares about that. But he has something that maybe the other ones don't. Principles. Over money. Time will tell. When I see Arnold Schwarzenegger doing a talk or something, I don't generally watch it anymore. But if I see Sylvester Stallone doing a chat, I do watch it. Because he seems to come across as quite a natural sort of guy. But to be honest, I don't really have any heroes in my life at all. Generally, I never have. Well, maybe for a real short time, and that was $6 Million Man, Steve Austin. But I was very young then. But I believe becoming real successful is just being in the right place at the right time. It's like playing the lottery. I mean, let's call it fate. For every successful band that you hear, look how many people just never made it. Doesn't mean to say they weren't as good. They just weren't lucky. I mean, look at me, I was born a poor guy, and I'm going to die a poor guy. But you see, that's the thing. Having loads of money is so important nowadays. It's called greed. Sure, I'd like some money to be able to do the things I want to. But if you have lots of money, does that turn your head, make you somebody you're not really? Does money turn a lot of people into dickheads? Well, there's a question, you see. A question that I will never know the answer, really. So guys, would success and lots of money turn your heads? Let me know, people. You take it easy now.